The president concluded the Republican Party convention last evening.
I profoundly accept this nomination for President of the United States.
He accepted that nomination in a way no other president has done, having been dissuaded from gathering big and unsafe crowds, first in Charlotte, then in Jacksonville. The president summoned a big crowd to the White House lawn. 1,000 or so people sat shoulder to shoulder with few face masks. The law prohibits political activity on federal property and also by federal employees, such as the people in the administration.
And the president gave them a dark warning. He recited great moments of history and then said if Joe Biden is elected, Democrats would destroy it all.
No one will be safe in Biden's America. My administration will always stand with the men and women of law enforcement.
The president warned of violence and chaos on America's streets and pointed to violence that has taken place during Trump's own time in office.
Now, voters have been telling us all week what they think of all this. Republican Mark Ang held a watch party last night in Orange County, California, says he appreciated the law and order message because his car has been stolen.
Because I have been a victim of crime, I fear that it's going to happen again. And to watch this convention really struck me at the core because it made me feel like someone's really taking this as a priority and supporting law enforcement.
Tara Fulbright of Los Alamos, New Mexico, was happy to see the president support Israel and oppose abortion rights.
All the mentioning of God, you know, that's very important to me. And I think this is a spiritual battle going on. And as Christians, we need to speak up.
Benjamin Miles is a libertarian in Louisville, Kentucky, who will not vote for Biden, but may not vote for Trump.
Climate change is a big issue for young people, and the Republican Party needs to start actually tackling policy that young people care about instead of using a cult of personality to garner young people.
The voices of three voters who watched President Trump's speech last night.